Checky check, check. All right, second time is a charm. Maybe we're going to get this right this time. I was recording in stereo mode, not mono mode. And I didn't save the file. Always save the file. I do, however, have a martini. I got that part covered. I said when I do the next podcast, I would have a martini. Said that the previous podcast, this is the next podcast, I have a martini. The fuck are you doing? Not you. Jesus. Fucking technology. Oh, the ongoing quest for a fucking MP3 player that doesn't suck. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, sniffle, piss, moan, look for a fucking safe space. You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way the Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. I have been podcasting for 13 years. You are wrong, and I am right. It is I. It is the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. On the interwebs since 1999, podcasting for 13 glorious years. 13 years of the glory. They come to me and they say, great one, what the fuck are we listening to? And I say, you are listening to Stating the Obvious podcast. It is the weapons platform on which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect, homes in on, destroys stupid fucking status. Say, great one, who will the cruise missile of your intellect be homing in on today? Will it be homing in on right-wing statist, left-wing statist, homo statist, cyber statist, statheist, femistatist, and what do you call those idiots? Anarcho-communist. My brain always chokes when I try to even say the phrase anarcho-communist because it's a fucking oxymoron. Oh, God, those of you who are anarcho-communist. It's like this race to the bottom. I learned something else. God, this is... Okay. I'm going to read this article to you, not today. This is in the CSU Collegian, Colorado State University student newspaper. Apparently, asexual people, people who are not interested in having sex, asexual people are called aces, like the ace of spades, right? They're aces. And did you know that being afraid of asexual people is called ace phobia? This thing that all of you fucking, let's call you what you are, freaks, that all of you people who are mentally ill, this thing where you all think that everyone is afraid of you, it's homophobia. It's Islamophobia. It's ace phobia. Okay, we're not scared of you. Speaking only for myself, as I've expressed before, unlike some people on the right-wing side, I don't really give a fuck if you have sex with other men. I don't care if back in your country you cut off women's clitorises and stone them to death. I don't care if you are not interested in having sex. I'm sure as hell not fucking afraid of you. The reason I hate you, the reason I make fun of you, the reason I degrade you, is because you want to use the government to force me not only to fund your activities via taxation, and to force me to fund you, utilizing the power of the government to punish people who don't actively approve of you. But you also want to, of course, force me to actively approve of you. But this whole article goes on about how discriminated against and how I don't even know what the word I'm looking for is. But how there's all this discrimination and how it's so hard for people who are asexual. Like, what does that have to do with anything? How in the fuck does that ever come up in a conversation? I could see, say for example, you're hanging out with some people and they're going, yeah, I like to fuck some girls. Yeah, I like fucking girls too. Yeah, man, girls are hot. And you say, well, I'm not really into girls. I like sucking dicks. Right? I could see the other men would look at you and be like, okay, man, you know what? We don't really want to associate with you anymore. Or you could be hanging out with some people and they're saying things like, well, yeah, I think women should be allowed to vote. And I think women should be, you know, allowed to own property. And I think it's a good idea for women to have jobs. And you could say, well, I'm a Muslim and I think women should shut the fuck up unless they're spoken to, not leave the house unless they're in the company of a man, always walk two steps behind the man, and if they get out of line, you stone them to death because you can always find another 12-year-old and marry her. But I could see how some people would look at you and go, eh, you know what? We don't really want you hanging out with us anymore, so thanks for coming. I could imagine a situation where somebody's hanging out with some people and one of the guys starts saying things like, well, I know 10 women who have been raped, and therefore 25% of them women have been raped, and any woman on Twitter who says she's been raped can't possibly be lying, and besides that, how does it affect you if women falsely accuse men of rape? And I could see somebody who's hanging out with this person saying, you know what, I'm going to have to eliminate you from my life, because you are a very sick individual and you are dangerous. But as I think this over, if I were standing there and I said, yeah, man, dude, see that chick dressed up as Supergirl? I'd like to bang the shit out of her. I got on the internet today and I discovered this hot little redhead chick and I had to stop and do the fucking podcast because I just spent 10 minutes stalking, because it's not people I'm going to meet. It's kind of stalking. I spent the last 10 minutes Google searching for pictures of hot redheads. That probably does qualify as stalk. Jesus, I'm a sexual harasser. Oh my God. Okay, if you're a hot redhead and I just saw your picture on Google, you can hashtag me too on Twitter because you have just been sexually abused. The fuck was I talking about? See, redheads. I started thinking about redheads. Anyway, I was looking at redheads and I said I better podcast. What was I doing? Hang on. Martini. It'll help me. A sip of martini will restore my memory. It didn't work. I better have another sip. Hang on. So let's see. White Knights. Oh, yeah. Try as I might to imagine me having sex with a redhead dressed up in a Supergirl outfit. Try as I might to imagine me being in a situation, right? I'm standing there and I'm talking to some guy and I say, hey, oh, that's how I got here. Now I know. And I say, hey, you know, man, I'd really like to bang some hot chick dressed in a Supergirl outfit. And this person says to me, eh, you know, I'm just not really into sex. I don't feel sexual attraction to other people. I just don't feel it. My response would be, okay. I feel like you might be missing out a little bit, but sure. I mean, this is not something you alienate people over. You know, even like the Bible thumpers might be, well, God said that fags are going to burn in hell or whatever. Did God say anything about asexual? Did God say things about people who just don't like having sex? Do they burn in hell also? Is this another part of the Bible I haven't heard of? Nobody's really bothered by the fact that you don't want to have sex. In fact, much like abortion, I think asexuality should be encouraged. I mean, feminists, I'd love it if feminists didn't have sex. Nobody wants them reproducing. If you're a white knight, well, can you be, wait, aren't white knights already asexual? White knights, please be asexual. Nobody wants your sperm perpetuated. Okay, this would be great. Great one. Is this what you know? This is what I'm talking about today. It has nothing to do with what I'm going to talk about today. I'm trying to fucking get through this and then get to it. And finally, I'm sure as hell not afraid of you. Okay, this phobia shit. This thing where all of you fucking losers out there are so desperate for attention that you create this thing. Well, people are homophobic. They're afraid of me. People are Islamophobic. They're afraid of me. Well, yeah, if it's a woman who still has her clitoris, she might be afraid of you. I'm asexual. People are acephobic. They're afraid of me. Nobody is fucking afraid of you. I just want you to stop fucking trying to force me to actively approve of you and to fucking finance your existence via taxation. You cannot have sex with people all you fucking want. Speaking of losers, while I was on the Googleverse, Googling for pictures of hot redheads, which some of which you will see in upcoming episodes of Stating the Obvious, because that's not going to change. I discovered that, according to Google, according to the little shit that I saw, I didn't research it because I don't care that much. So apparently, was it Alyssa Milano? Some actress started the hashtag MeToo thing, which explains a lot, because I've talked about this before with actors and actresses. Because the entire hashtag MeToo has nothing to do with anything other than women wanting attention, right? Harvey Weinstein did whatever he did to these women, and now the world is paying attention to those women, which means the world is not paying attention to other women. What has the Great One explained to you about the female of the species? The female of the species is like Schrodinger's cat. If no one is observing her, she does not exist. When a woman sees another woman getting attention, all that does is piss her off, because any attention that's going on this woman that, you know, sucked Harvey's dick or gave him a massage or whatever happened, I still don't know and don't care, that's attention that's not being paid to these other women. On top of that, you throw in the fact that all actors and actresses have this problem where, to the public, they are their characters, right? Like Harrison Ford is not Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford is Indiana Jones or Han Solo. William Shatner is Captain Kirk. Leonard Nimoy is Mr. Spock. And if you have a fragile ego, and speaking as someone who works in theater and knows a lot of actors, I can tell you most actors, most, 80%, most actors are actors because they are attention whores. So when you're an attention whore, and when you have a job where nobody knows you for yourself, they know you for your character, this creates in you a drive to do something to distinguish yourself. Right? This is why actors are so active in politics, because they're desperate to be known as George Clooney announcing that there's not going to be a President Donald Trump. Right? Actors are very desperate to get attention, not for their characters, but for who they are. So when you throw in an actress who is a woman who is already jealous of any other woman getting attention, you throw in on top of that the fact that she's an actress and wants to be known for being her, not her characters, whoever the fuck she play. Alyssa Milano? I think I know the name, but I don't really know what character. Anyhow, this explains where the fucking hashtag MeToo came from. All right, that's 14 minutes. Let's get to the fucking substance. Ah, shit, I'm spilling martini. Oh, crisis. Nectar of the gods on the floor. It's like spilling your seed. Only better. A couple of things just went through my mind there. I'm really happy I didn't say any of them. No, really, it's better that I did not say any of those things. All right. Anyhow, if you want to see a hottie, type Marisha Ray into the Google image search. M-A-R-I-S-H-A. Ray. I'm a geek girl. I'm so tired of it doesn't mean I just want to stick a dick inside of her, right? I'm a geek girl. I'm being girly and geeky. Oh, shut up. You're moving into a fucking territory that didn't have any chicks in it because you saw there was a place you could go over here and have no other female competition. That's what's going on. You're looking for attention, sweetie. All right, speaking of attention, let's get back to adjunct professors. Okay, let me find the fucking article. I mean, I got all these tabs open in the browser, most of which are filled with pictures of redheads. Here it is, facing poverty. Let's see, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tabs open of redheads, and then one tab open of research for the podcast. Okay, now, we left off somewhere previously with this series. I don't remember where it was, so we're going to make this up. Here's what's important. After recording the last episode, I went and I looked these chicks up on the fucking webverse, and I found them on the LinkedIn and the Facebook and stuff. Before we delve back into the article, let's take a look at these chicks. Caprice Lawless, Louisville, Colorado, public relations communications. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Experience. From April 2012 to present, she's the Vice President for Community Colleges Colorado Conference. A vice president who can barely afford to pay her bills. She's a chapter organizer. What does she do? She recruits volunteers, create public and online events. Oh my God. Okay, hold on. Just wait a minute. Wrong fucking direction. Where is her fucking education? Okay. Caprice. Education. She has a master's degree. Oh, this is the one with the master's degree in curriculum and instruction. And then she has a master's degree in journalism and business. Here it says she's a volunteer experience and causes. This is a thing on fucking LinkedIn now. Volunteer experience and causes. Volunteer teaching U.S. citizen course to recent immigrants. Oh my God! I wonder how many of those immigrants want to cut her clitoris off. Okay, so she has a fucking master's degree in curriculum and instruction and another master's degree in journalism and business. Her fucking LinkedIn thing has a fucking typo. We've already found one. It says create public and online events. Pretty sure that's supposed to say and online events. You would think somebody with 2 master's degrees could proofread their LinkedIn profile. I can't figure out why she's an underpaid adjunct professor. Obviously, it's because the patriarchy is oppressing her, not because she doesn't have sufficient enough work ethic to fucking proofread her own fucking LinkedIn profile. Work with Colorado legislators for reform in higher education. In other words, I can't get a real job, so I have to go to politicians and kiss their asses and try to get them to give me the taxpayers' money because I can't create value for other people. Media relations. Write and publish marketing materials, newsletters, manage a website, write press releases, narratives for reports, blog post, speak at conference, conferences, testify before Senate and House hearings, and organize scores of volunteers to do the same. Network with state and national education community, legislators, government officials, researchers, bloggers, book authors, lobbyists, etc. So in other words, you just do a lot of kissing people's asses hoping they'll give you taxpayer money, and writing material, which hopefully you proofread better than your LinkedIn profile, that nobody reads. She's a consultant at Caprice LTD from January 2000 to present. She's a consultant. Every unemployed person with a journalism degree is a consultant. Web editing. Write web content. Coach clients in site map conception, themes, blog, identification of SEO terms, and other website functions needed for marketing and communications. Book editing. Edit manuscripts to conform to AP style. Organize manuscripts to theme. Direct graphic artist and proofreader. Oh, she proofreads for money. And then blah, blah, blah. She is an instructor at Front Range Community College. She taught teaching transfer level academic writing, 10-page research paper, and freshman composition. Woo! Yes, maybe that's why you're poor, because you can teach transfer level academic writing and freshman composition. And she was the senior editor at the International Society for Technology and Education. You know what technology and education is? It's called YouTube. Technology and education is called the fucking internet. Technology and education is called reading a fucking book. Like, why do you need to pay somebody to teach you most of the shit that people pay money in college to learn, when you can learn it by reading a fucking book or watching a goddamn video? It worth the, I was checking this out. What is it? MIT. Something called Open Courseware is what I think it's called. It's a bunch of MIT classes on the internet for free. As far as I know, I haven't investigated enough yet, but I'm going to check it out. So go to your Google. And instead of typing in redhead in Supergirl, hold on. Tab. Google.com. Redhead in Supergirl costume. Very disappointing results. Very, very disappointing. Not a lot of redheads because, whoa, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold everything. This ain't bad. That is a shitty quality image, though. Not a lot of redhead Supergirl. Supergirl's a blonde. At least for now. I'm sure in the near future we're going to find out that Supergirl is actually a Muslim woman. I'm sure that's coming. And then we're going to find out that Supergirl is actually a transsexual Muslim woman. All right, anyhow, I can research Supergirl later, like the next 7 hours after I finish this. What was I doing? Oh, yeah. I was making fun of this chick who would not look good in a Supergirl costume, I can promise you that. Ooh, she wrote column on the blogosphere. So it says, so when she was a senior editor at the International Society for Technology and Education. Oh, MIT Open Courseware. Type that into Google. You can type Supergirl if you want, but type MIT Open Courseware. Okay. This is what it says, word for word. Blah, blah, blah. Edited manuscript submitted by subject matter experts, comma, wrote column on the blogosphere, comma. So you wrote one column that was posted on the blogosphere, or you wrote one column about the blogosphere? Product reviews of hardware and software, features on internet trends, social media tool. Maybe you spend a little less time on social media, a little time getting some fucking useful skills. All right, so that's that one. And then we had, well, God, we had Mindy. Let's have a look at Mindy's LinkedIn profile. Mindy Percival. She's a professor of history at Indiana River State College. Oh, my God. Summary. Social science educator. How'd that hoping work for 8 years of Obama? Guys, hoping is not a process. How many fucking times do I have to tell you this? Well, I'm hoping. Okay, you have already failed. I'm hoping somebody listens to my podcast. Well, that's not going to work. I am hoping that when my martini glass becomes empty, it will fill with another martini. I can hope all day long, but unless I take the fucking glass to the kitchen and fucking make another martini and then pour the martini out of the shaker into the fucking glass, the glass is not going to be filled back up with another martini. Hoping is not a fucking process. Maybe that's a good presidential slogan for when I run for president in 2024, which I know you think I'm joking about that. Hope is not a process. There will be no hoping when you elect the Great One president. The Great One is going to lay smack down on candy ass. No hope will be involved. Okay, let's get back to this chick who's never created value for another person. Social science educator, hoping to interest others in practicing good citizenship in a See, there's these stupid words out there that I don't even want to be able, I can't even pronounce. Participatory democracy and encouraging positive change. Positive change, that's a code phrase for taxing heterosexual white men who have jobs. I love when people use this shit. While I have some specific interest in education for the reduction of violence and promotion of peace, I would say the promotion of human rights and the encouragement of broad liberal arts broad? Oh, that is so sexist. Broad liberal arts education for this purpose are my major academic and personal interest. Education for the reduction of violence and promotion of peace. What if single mothers stopped spitting out children who were created with the sperm from criminals and then grow up to be, oh, I don't know, mass shooters in Las Vegas or child pornographers? What if we did that to reduce? Oh, no, because single mothers are strong and brave and independent. We can't do that. Let's look at Mindy's experience. She's very experienced, just not in sex because nobody's going to bang her. She's a professor of history. Woo! She teach almost all history classes offered at IRSC. You're teaching that, how many history classes is going to be? Assistant professor of education, social studies education. She did that, blah, blah, blah. Visiting professor of education, curriculum, and instruction. She did that. For 5 years, she was a visiting professor. What the fuck is it? I'm a visiting professor for 5 years. Isn't being a visiting professor something that you would do for like a semester? Oh, before that, she was a visiting professor somewhere else for 3 years, 3 years and 8 months. She taught the history of education, philosophy of education, social sciences education. Philosophy of education. Okay, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? Philosophy of education. There is a bullshit. Who takes a class? That is a fucking bullshit piece of fucking fluff fucking bullshit if I've ever heard one in my life. Teacher education, Teachers College of Columbia University. Ed-D? Is that what? I don't even know what an Ed-D is. That's what it says. E-D period D period. Like PhD, but an Ed-D? Is that like educational doctorate or something? When you have a degree that I've never even heard of, that's scary. And her degree that I've never heard of is in philosophy and social science. Oh my God. Look, she has a certificate from the state of Florida in secondary education, 6 through 12. Ooh. And she has a bachelor's degree in social studies, teacher education. All right, volunteer experience and causes. She was a volunteer at the House of Hope. She worked in the largest, worked in the largest charitable organization in Martin County. I'm pretty sure the largest charitable organization in any county is the taxpayers. Oh, but wait, if your money is stolen from you by the government without your permission, that's not charity, that's theft. My bad, sorry. Worked in the largest charitable organization in Martin County, provided food, clothing, and other assistance to people in need. Well, if you're giving them food, clothing, and other assistance, how much in need can they fucking be? Worked in the resale boutique for about 3 years. It's not a store, it's a boutique. Change in management had me end my participation. That's great. She put that in there. It's like, okay, you've just announced to the world that you were fired for being a cunt. You don't put that on your resume. Change in management had me end my participation. Yes, you were fired because the new management came in and wasn't going to put up with your shit. Continue to feed food insecure students and the elderly in my neighborhood. Oh my God, the virtue signaling. I was working with House of Hope to help poor people, but they fired me because I was a cunt. But I continue to feed food insecure students and elderly people. Look at how virtuous I am. And there's a section here, causes Mindy cares about. Oh, let's find out what Mindy cares about. Mindy's very caring. Let's find out. Mindy cares about civil rights and social action. Mindy cares about education. She cares about human rights. She cares about politics, which means that she just votes Democrat. And she cares about poverty alleviation. Okay, if you care about poverty alleviation, what if you stop poor people from breeding? Oh, but we can't do that, can we? No. God damn it. All right, anyhow, that was the fucking those. Jesus. I can't figure out why these women are poor. I can't figure out why they can't get real jobs. I mean, when you look at their qualifications and their experiences. Hang on. I'm doing yoga stretches. Give me a second. Oh, man. Ah, God, yeah, what's today? Today, by the way, is the 30th of October in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer. Oh, by the way, I'm the Great One himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society. If you want to send me email, you can do that at God, dog spelled backwards, God, at CYNLIBSOC.com. And of course, I am on the interwebs at cynlibsoc.com. I have a website there. My website has a search function on it. Want mention any websites that I went to recently looking for stuff, you know, within the manosphere, right ringosphere, where it's like, oh, if this guy said so, I want to go find it. I go to your website, and your website has no fucking search function on it. Well, mention no names. You know who you are. And now everyone else, is he talking about me? I may or may not be. Yeah, guy, it's not always about you. I'm just saying that in the giant realm of the manosphere, there are some people out there, some groups and some people. You don't have a fucking search function on your fucking website, guys. Jesus fucking Christ, it's not that hard. All right, what else? Oh, me. We're talking about me. CYNLIBSOC on the Twitterverse and over on Gab AI, where I still don't really do anything, but I keep trying to figure out what I'm going to do. Whatever I'm going to do, it's not going to happen this week, because tonight and tomorrow night are my last semi-free days. After that, I'm going to have 5 days of pure hell. Anyhow, yesterday went trail running because it was freaking 70 degrees. It's 40 degrees today. Snowed this morning. Yesterday, 75 degrees and sunny. Beautiful. This morning it snows. That's Colorado. Went trail running. Then I went biking around, ran a bunch of errands. And God, by the time I got home last night, well, it wasn't even night yet, afternoon. By the time I got home, my legs were so fucking sore. And then I went to the restaurant, ate way too much fucking food, came home. You ever eat so much you just have to take a nap? That was where I was. Got in the bed. I almost never take naps. I shouldn't say never. Almost never take naps. Got in the bed, slept for like an hour. Whew, it was so good. All right, anyway, let's get back to making fun of adjuncts. So I'm just tangenting. It's what I do. All right, I really don't remember where I left off, but it doesn't matter. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm always telling you, you haven't failed the system. System failed you. I remember. I definitely read that. Okay, and then I'm trying so terribly hard. Pretty sure we read this. Because this is the chick. She lives in the mobile home, which she got for free. But they said, my water heater doesn't work. And I'm like, why can't you afford a water heater? This is when I pulled out my giant rod of money and was flashing it on the internet. Look at me. I have $1,600. How can you not afford a water heater, you dumb bitch? You have a fucking college education that you're so proud of. Anyway, homelessness is a genuine prospect for adjuncts. When Ellen Tara James Penley, her last name is hyphenated, James Penley. Okay, there's your first indicator. When Ellen Tara James Penley finishes work teaching English composition and critical thinking. Okay, oh, just stop. All right, hold on. Hold everything. Critical thinking, my ass. Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck you, LinkedIn. I don't want to fucking sign in, you goddamn piece of shit. All right, I guess we're not looking at her LinkedIn profile. Oh, here she is on Rate My Professors. I just want to see. You know what we're looking for? We want to, do not fucking type Ellen Tara James Penley into Google search. No, don't do it. Google image search. No, stick with Supergirl. Oh, God. Teaching English composition and critical thinking at San Jose State University. How can you teach critical thinking when you're not smart enough to figure out the reason you're poor is because you're not creating value for other people? How do you teach something which you clearly don't understand? And this is why, as I've said before, the millennials did not become stupid in a vacuum. These are the sort of people. How can you learn critical thinking from this person? Especially when you consider that you would not be allowed to criticize her and her poor choices in the critical thinking class. You're sitting there in critical thinking class and she's teaching you, theoretically, critical thinking. And you say, well, I have some critical thinking. My critical thinking says that had you not majored in something worthless like English, maybe you would be able to get a job where you could make enough money to not be homeless. Oh, if you said, yo, you'd be in deep shit. By critical thinking, we of course mean political indoctrination. Rate my professors. Okay, it finally came up. God, it's fucking slow. All right, she got a 4.0. She got a 3.0 average, tough grader, accessible outside of class, participation matters, gives good feedback, amazing lecture. Okay, so she got a 4.0, a 3.0, a 5.0. This is on a scale of 1 to 5. 1.0. Person says, I was so stressful in her class because she gave a lot of classwork and homework. Well, you're in school. You're supposed to be doing classwork and homework. Oh my God, your teacher made you do work. Oh my God, poor baby. All right, she got 5.0. Here's a 1.0. The hardest grader I've ever had. She never gives A's. Okay, you know what? I'm good for her. She's not supposed, no. Okay, millennials. Your professors are not supposed to give you A's. You're supposed to earn the A. Oh, you're a millennial. You don't earn anything. Why, you receive things just because you exist. Why, you were spat into the world from your mother's vagina after some fucking child molesting criminal shot cum inside of her in a back alley behind a bar one night. And then you were spat onto the earth, and now you just fucking deserve things. You deserve free birth control. You deserve a job. You deserve other people to manage your emotions for you. And you deserve an A. I have motherfucking news for you. It is not her job to give you an A. It is your job to fucking earn it. Great one. Aren't you supposed to be ridiculing this woman? Yes, except when I fucking agree with her, except when she's right. Okay, awful. 1.0. The homework she gave is ridiculous much. I'm not making this up. The homework she gave is ridiculous much. Okay, you're obviously low intelligence. In this particular case, it might not be her. It might be you. She doesn't respond email, so I don't think she is helpful. She doesn't... I did every single homework, but she still gave me a bad grade. Okay, just because you did the homework doesn't mean you get an A. Maybe you suck. 1.0. She is not helpful and cannot give a clear reason of the grading. Not recommended. Here's a 5.0. Here's a 1.0. Not recommended. Well, that doesn't help. 5.0, 5.0, 5.0, 5.0, 4.0. Just reading this to you. All right. When Ellen, Tara, James Penley finishes work, teaching English composition and critical thinking at San Jose State University. Wait, San Jose State University in Silicon Valley? This has probably got to be a bunch of little rich kids, right? Silicon Valley? Her husband, Jim, picks her up. They have dinner and drive to a local church where Jim pitches a tent by the car and sleeps there with one of their rescue dogs. So now, are you members of that church or are you just squatting because the people at the church are too nice to tell you to get the fuck off their property? Which is what they should do, considering I'm sure you're massively in love with Muslims who would love to kill Christians. Why don't you go camp out on the grounds of a mosque? Oh, that's right, because they might stone you to death. Here's another question. If you're this poor, if you're so poor that you're homeless, why do you have rescue dogs? He sleeps in a tent with one of their rescue dogs, plural. If you can't afford a place to live, why do you have animals? Animals require care. They need to go to the vet. They need to get shots. If they get injured, you have to take care of them. Why do poor people who can't afford a house have animals? In the car, James Penley puts the car seats down and sleeps with another dog. She grades papers using a headlamp. Oh my God, she's so oppressed. What, you can't use the sun during the daytime when the sun is out? To grade a head... Oh my God. See, listen... Oh, this reminds me. All right. I have to... Oh, and I have to do that. Fuck. I have to do so much. I was thinking... Anyway, never mind. I was going to tangent. Broth. Okay, hang on. I got to bring up the Twitterverse. The way they say all this stuff, like, oh my God, she has to grade papers using a headlamp. Oh, she's so fucking oppressed. I mean, God damn it. Okay, earlier in the thing, right, they talk about the adjunct cookbook, and they're talking about how we have to cook using chicken bones, to which I made fun of, and I'm like, okay, forget, why don't you just cook with the chicken that came with the bones? Did you just get the bones, or what the fuck is going on? So anyhow, I tweeted about this on the Twitterverse, whatever it's called, and Cynic in Chief responded. And I want to, can I view the whole conversation, or is that too con? Here we go. That's because, blah, blah, blah. So he said, that's because whores literally have to cook broth at home instead of eating out. At least they learn to cook. They might be useful. No, wait, I'm starting at the wrong end. Okay, so I said something about the fucking chicken bones. It must have been on the podcast. Anyhow, doesn't matter. Cynic in Chief responded, and he said, you can cook with chicken bones, boil them in water with herbs and some scraps to make chicken broth. Then I said, but if you have the chicken bones, I should just screenshot this and not be a fucking retard. I'll do that. And then he said, you can, but you don't get as much flavor. The bones have flavor, some substance, calcium and collagen and marrow, which is very rich. Cooking with bones is one of those semi-lost cooking arts. Nowadays, you just get the broth at the store, but you can make it yourself with the bones. Okay, and I get Cynic's point. See, Cynic is saying that cooking with the bones, you get this nutritional value that comes out of the bones. You boil the bones, you make the broth with that. In the process, it extracts nutritional value from the bones, and it's good for you. And I'm like, okay, you are 100% legit in what you're saying. I believe you. Valid point, yada, yada. When these adjunct professors talk about cooking with chicken bones, they're not saying that to say, look how healthy I am, right? They're saying that to say, look how poor I am. Just like when they say, oh, look at me, I have to grade papers with a headlamp because I'm so poor. Oh, you poor thing. Are you okay, you have a headlamp. You have a job, that's why you're grading the papers. Why don't you just shut the fuck up and deal with it? Which then, so this brings me to this. everything ties together. I'm listening to Marketing Over Coffee podcast, which I'm plugging again. And they're interviewing this guy, whose name I don't remember. He wrote a book, the name of which I don't remember, with the person who founded DuckDuckGo, whose name I don't remember. And Chris says to the guy whose name I don't remember, okay, so you wrote this book with the guy who did DuckDuckGo. What are you doing now? And the guy says, I have just founded a company. Dude, this is almost over. We've not even talked about the topic. Hey, it's stating the obvious. What else is new, right? You came here expecting this. I'm still trying to wrap my brain around the thing, the idea, the notion that a guy in South Africa who listens to this podcast actually said to his wife, hey, honey, come here and listen to this podcast that I've been listening to. What? Why would you turn your wife on to this, considering all the bullshit that comes out of my mouth? Why would you want your wife to know you listen to me? And then, obviously, your wife is obviously more intelligent than most women, because I'm just trying to wrap my brain around why a man would do that. It just seems like such a bad idea. But then again, not all women are like that. Some women are not stupid bitches. I just gotta remember. Broth. Marketing over coffee. Chris Brogan says, what the hell are you doing nowadays? And the guy says, I'm working on this new company we started. We sell chicken and beef broth. And I think it's powdered broth. He's like, it's broth that's made from bones. It's not the bullshit stuff. We take real bones. It's grass-fed beef. We take bones from grass-fed beef, and we make beef broth, and we sell it. And I'm like, the fuck, just the perfect storm, the coincidence. So anyhow, I zapped over to the website. I took a look at it. I'm going to go back. I'm going to buy a package of this broth, and I will let you know, because it's powdered. So apparently they make it from the real live bones. They make it from the bone, because that's his whole shtick. He's like, this is not broth like you get at the grocery store. This is made from the bones. It has all the nutritional value and all this other stuff. I'm like, well, what the fuck, man? So I'm going to check that out. I'm going to order some. Once I get it, I will let you guys know. And we'll go from there. And until then, apparently that's the end of this episode. We made a lot of progress talking about adjuncts. But I got a lot of other stuff out of my system. I don't have to bother with the other side. I've been right for 13 fucking years.